They would appreciate the privilege and opportunity this morning. We appreciate the service. Appreciate you being here and the service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute.
Bless you, Lord.
We're going to read some from the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. Numbers, the 14th chapter. We need your prayers. We're going to start with the first verse in this chapter. Unless the Lord changes, I'm going to read it all. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, are seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, And that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard of the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years. And ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation. that are gathered together against me in this wilderness, they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, live still. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. They rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword. Because ye are turned away from the Lord, therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. Don't sound like it in one sense of the way, but this is a wonderful chapter. You can go back to the 13th chapter and you'll find in it where they're getting ready to go into the land. They'd sent the spies out, and where the report had come back. And the Bible says here that the people wept. Very first verse. Congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. They had believed that of the evil report. Now, I don't know this morning. We've asked Jason to sit on the front bench here, and I'm not trying to pick on him. But those that we normally baptize, we normally charge them. Some of them gets charged before baptism, and some of them gets charged after baptism. But nonetheless, we've asked him to sit here on the front this morning, and I'd like for him, and I'll say this unto him, and he probably already knows and probably already went over it, but he needs to memorize the church covenant. And not just memorize it, he needs to put it in force. You're not just a member, Jason. You are part of the body. Thank God. I'm just going to be honest with you. We don't need no dead limbs. Thank God we need some willing workers. And I believe the Lord will bless you on your journey. I really do, from the depths of my heart. There's nothing in this world, brethren, any better than starting out for the Lord. You say, preacher, he's been saved a while. He has. As I said this morning, that of the baptism, that of the water, that didn't really cleanse him. It didn't really do a lot, but it does give an answer of a good conscience. And brethren, there's some things to be said about knowing that you belong. And you belong, and you most certainly do. Now, so you familiarize yourself, but some of this message, I'm not going to say it's not going to be any unto you. Some of this message is directly to you and to every member of Mountain View Baptist Church. These people that Moses, my friend, had delivered by the hand of God out of Egypt, brethren, these people knowed Moses. They was aware of Moses, and they knowed that Moses was the leader. My question to you this morning, brethren, reading this chapter and looking at this chapter, the Bible says here in the first verse, they wept and cried all night. Why was they weeping and crying? You go back in the 13th chapter and you find out why. Brethren, but their weeping and their crying, brethren, turned into mourning. Yes, it did. It didn't turn into joy. It turned into mourning. Brethren, it was not that they was weeping and crying in the presence of Moses, but they was weeping and crying in the presence of God. And God was not pleased with them. No, he wouldn't. Brethren, the Bible says here that he even told them, he said, them little ones that you said was going to be a prey, he said, they're going to go in. He said, but you're not going to be able to go. You're not going. You're not going to make it. It took us just as much. I want to ask you a question this morning. Brethren, the hand of God got very heavy upon these people. Yes, it did. You'll find out over in the days of Eli, when the ark of the Lord had been taken by the Philistines, that the Philistines themselves knowed what to do with the ark of God. There's a lot of people today, my friend, that don't recognize the position they're in. I'll not come down. I'll not be denied. Brethren, the Bible said that God told them they're not going to be able to go into Canaan. He said, you'll see my breach of promise. Brethren, in other words, it was broken. Because they did not follow the commandments of God. I'm not mad at you. Not a bit in this world. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, if I could... Brethren, I'd get you up, shake you real good, thank God and hope the Word of God settles in your heart. It don't work that way. Do you know that? It don't work that way, folks. There was well over 1 million people, counting women and children. Had to be 600,000 footmen. Were they not? Brethren, them people Brett, they must have had some warriors in the midst. But brethren, even the warriors believed the evil report this morning. I'm going to tell you something. It's better farther on. It is. Thank God. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I don't know altogether what to tell you. Brethren, I'm just praying and hoping. Thank God that God's got a way of getting your attention. It shouldn't take tragic things to get our attention. It shouldn't. Sometimes it does. Most of us have, all of us has got a will. Every one of us. Every one of us has a will, and every one of us has a way about us. Brethren, the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make his enemies at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord. Did you know that the Lord himself, he said, how long will this evil congregation provoke me? There's people today, my friend, that provoking the Lord. Yes, sir. By your actions. You say, preacher, not so. Your actions, normally your will. Do you know that? It is. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Brethren, if you're truly, truly a child of God, if you're truly, truly one of His, my friend, they ain't nobody in this world that can rob you of your blessings. Except you. Except you. The Lord told Moses, he said, how long will this evil congregation provoke me? And you know what the Lord said? He said, I will smite them. I will destroy them. Preacher, who was he talking about? All them that followed the evil report. Now, I don't know. I'm as honest as I can be. We're living in a midst of a world that you can live like the devil, my friend, and come to the house of God and have no condemnation. Or we don't want none. Well, preacher, I'll go down the road. They won't preach to me like that. They sure won't. They sure won't. And brethren, you gonna get farther and farther away from God this morning. Most important thing they was for the children of Israel to follow the Lord. Not Moses, but follow the Lord. The Lord. And when the Lord got finished talking to Moses, Moses said, wait a minute. Did he not? He stood. He stood between God and the congregation. And did you know that God listened to him? Yes, he did. He said, because of your speaking, he said, I'll pardon. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. You know why he didn't? You know, It's sad. But brethren, our will most of the time ain't God's will. Do you know that? Brother, we follow our own. We follow our own ways. Preacher, I don't have to live like my mom, dad did, my grandma, grandpa. Listen to me. You don't have to. But you know what? I've learned that grandma and grandpa knowed what they had. Glory to God! And this world did not mean much to them. Sister Ruth Moore used to get up and testify. She said, the things of this world have just lost its brightness. It's just lost its appeal. Huh? Preacher, it won't happen. You live long enough, it will. If. The truth of it is, it ought not to have much, my friend, to offer you. If you're following that of the Lord, my friend. Now these people, they didn't want to miss Canaan. They didn't. Brethren, they didn't want to go in there and fight either. Exactly. They did. They thought, you say, preacher, God give them Canaan. He sure did after they won the battles. They battled the whole way through. Yes, they did. I'm going to tell you something else. Brethren, you need to think. Brethren, that God saved you just to sit on a stool and do nothing. Believe it or not, there is some work involved. There is. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I don't know about you, but I'm not strong enough to keep Randy down. I'm not. But me and God, thank God, can put him in his place. And I have to do it every day. Preacher, you ain't overcome him yet. I'm still overcoming him. Yes, sir, by the help of God. By the help of God. Don't you want, thank God, heaven just to come down and fill your soul this morning? Yes. Lord said, okay. Okay, he said, I'm going to pardon. He said, and here's the stipulation. Listen, preacher, I don't feel real good when you preach. And I leave the congregation, something just don't feel real good. I'm going to tell you something. When I look in that perfect law of liberty and I begin to read, you know what I see? I see me. I don't see you. I don't read that Bible, my friend, to try to figure out whether you're wrong and I'm right, whether I'm wrong and you're right. That ain't what I read that scripture for. And I read that scripture, my friend, I read it and I apply it to one and only Randy Jackson. Hear me. Brethren and them, it's according
to whether or not I line up with it. And if I line up with it, my friend, you know what? Normally I have a pretty good feeling. But if I found myself tardy, yes. If I find myself lagging behind, brethren, I have to work. Yes, sir, I have to work at it. Brethren, to get me back up to speed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, I don't know what you think. They ain't not any of us. Not any of us. Brethren, lives on the mountain all the time. You don't do it. You're going to go through some valleys. Now, I don't know about you. I've given this quite a bit of thought. People say a lot of times you shouldn't question God. Well, I've always asked, why not? You know what I find? I find myself questioning. Well, Lord, just why? Lord, just why? Does that have to be like that? Can it be changed this morning? Preacher, you think you can change God? I sure do. I sure do. What makes me think that? Well, there's a lot of things that makes me think that, but one right off the hand, my friend, is when Jonah went to Nineveh. When he went to Nineveh, he preached a message, yet 40 days you going to be overthrown, my friend. That was the message. You know what? You know what the men of Nineveh done? The Bible says they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Oh, how glorious it'd be if people would just repent. Thank God at the preaching of God's word. Sort of a thing of the past. You know why? Because we're in our will and not His. It's today, it's what I want to do. But listen, can I ask you a question? Did not God change His mind about the men of Nineveh? He sent them a message of destruction, and brethren, destruction did not come. It did, Robert. Brethren, because they done something. The Bible says the men of Nineveh shall rise up against this generation in judgment because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. What kind of person are we? What group we in? What mode? It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me, my friend, that our little old country churches, my friend, are diminishing. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to get real plain with you. And do you know why it's diminishing? I'm going to tell you. Because of you. Amen. Preacher, I ain't part of that. I ain't preaching to the walls. I ain't preaching to the air. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You say, preacher, I'm here and you're preaching to me like this. You better believe it. Brethren, it was a serious thing for the children of Israel to provoke the Lord God Almighty. Can I tell you something? It's 2023. It ain't changed. Not a bit. Samuel felt all sad and gloomy, my friend, because the children of Israel asked about a king. And the Lord told Samuel, he said, they ain't rejected you. He said, they've rejected me, the King of all kings, the Lord of glory. And the Lord told Samuel, he said, you give them. You give them what they ask for. Can I tell you something? Y'all, well, you have it or not, you reelected me as your pastor.
Amen.
This is my first Sunday.
Amen.
Glory to God! Listen to me. Brethren, we have absolutely let things filter in. Brethren, and it has diminished. We've lost some of our power with God. And I ain't preaching to you grandmas and grandpas. You hear me? And some of you younger ones need to hear. Preacher, I'll run off down the road. They won't preach to me like that. No, they won't. I can't help it. I'm here to tell you this morning, brethren, that God don't put up with no junk.
Yeah.
Woo! He don't. He didn't. He didn't in Moses' day. Did he? You know what he told that evil congregation, he said, you're going to fall in the wilderness. Your carcasses is going to fall in the wilderness. Got their attention. Did it not? We going. Preacher, we going. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Can I tell you something, my friend? I cannot make you, not anybody in this house, I cannot make you do one thing. No, I can't. But I'm going to tell you something, as your pastor, folks, I'm going to preach you what God gives me. And brethren, if it hurts your feelings, thank God it'll just hurt. If you'd repent, my friend, you'd find some healing. And I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They come to Moses and said, we're going up. We're going to the mountain. We're going over into Canaan's land. He said, don't you go up. You know why he told them not to go up? He said, don't you go against the commandment of the Lord. God done told you wasn't going. If you wasn't 20 years old and upward, and your name wasn't Caleb and it wasn't Joshua, you ain't going. You're not going to make it. Furthermore, them young ones, my friend, is going to bear your whoredoms. That's what he said. They're going to bear your whoredoms. I thought about, I guess, a lot of things, but I thought about what those 20-year-olds knew. Have you ever thought about it? The Lord told them, the older generation, He said, "You saw my miracles. He said, you saw my wonders. I've showed miracles amongst you. And here you are not going to follow me." Bottom line. Listen. Folks, if me and you don't listen to the Spirit of God when it speaks to us, there's no hope for us. None. I'm going to preach it. None. Thank God when the Spirit of God moves upon you. Thank God when it tries to move you. Thank God, don't be so rebellious this morning. God help you. God help you if you're going against the Lord. In your everyday walks of life, if you're going against the Lord and what He's put on your heart, God help you this morning. It will not be well with you. Preacher, you can't preach that. I'm a saved person. You sure are following your own will. There's something wrong with that picture. You know it? There's something wrong with that picture. I don't know, and I don't care to know how my life would have been outside of being a preacher. Do you hear me? Thank God I was just a little old backward boy, saved by God's grace. Yes, sir. Amen. Laid His hand on me. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have been absolutely afraid not to do what God had me to. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, Leroy. Since I've been saved, I'm going to boast on the Lord. That foot ain't been that left field very much. And when it went, it didn't go far. You hear me? Why is that, preacher? Because there's a voice telling me the whole time, you're going the wrong way. They'll put them out there on the interstate. You're going the wrong way. Do not enter. You don't go this direction. I'm going to say this. Brethren, if he can get a hold of a 15-year-old and a 21-year-old and get him in his will where he's supposed to be, he can still do it this morning. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Randy didn't get there automatically. I had to do some humbling. Darrell, I had to do some humbling. I mean, humbling. Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to make just a natural thing? I've changed jobs 3 times. That's all. I never did like change jobs. And every time I changed them, I went for less money. There ain't many people do that. But do you know why I changed them? Because the Lord directed me. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like Joseph a lot of times. Preacher, you don't know how Joseph felt. Well, you don't. Think about it. He is sold by his own brothers. Got down there and put in charge. Thank God. And then some evil come by and got him set back down. Did he not? Do you know what I believe with all my heart, Leroy? That Joseph never forgot God. I believe that. You know what the Lord done? He wound up in the dungeon. Well, the Lord put him in charge. They didn't, but the Lord did. And they didn't get him out of there, but the Lord did. Listen, listen. Which group you in? Preachers, well, you're preaching. I'm in the group with the rest of them. You listen to me this morning. I believe you of Mountain View. I believe you know that I love and appreciate you. But I love and appreciate you enough to preach you what God gives me. I'm honest. Preacher, this kind of message don't build. It tears down. Get your heart right. Let's see what we can build together.
Amen. Amen.
It mentions Joshua and Caleb. If I'm not mistaken, it mentions them three times in this chapter. And every time he said, saving Caleb and Joshua. And Joshua and Caleb. I think it mentions Caleb four times. Why did he mention them? Why? He said, Caleb. Because he has followed me fully. Fully. I've always said, my friend, when they was wandering in the wilderness, Joshua and Caleb didn't wander. They wasn't wandering. They had to go with the crowd because of God's punishment upon the crowd. But they wasn't wandering. How you say that, preacher? The Bible says they wholly followed the Lord.
Amen.
I don't have to go the way everybody else is going. Do you? I don't. I'm perfectly satisfied with God's salvation plan. It is sufficient all for man. Yes, sir. It's sufficient. Brethren, it still works today. Now, Jason, I'm going to put you on the spot. What kind of follower do you want to be? It's up to you. Do you know that? It's up to you. Preacher, I don't want my blessings cut off. Well, you best get close to the Lord. I'd like to be like Elijah when the drought come, wouldn't you? I'd like to be sitting by a brook. He did. And the fowls of the air came and brought him meat and flesh, flesh and bread in the morning and in the evening. And the Bible says he drank water from the brook. Preacher's brook dried up. Sure did. God wasn't finished with him. You know what he done? He sent him down yonder to the city. He said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee.
She didn't have no T-bone. He didn't eat none for us, I can recollect. But thank God when he sat down to eat, there's something before him. Every time. Throughout the whole famine. Bible says the meal barrel wasted not. We sung this morning, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. That might be one of my favorite songs. Because, you know, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. We sung another song or two this morning. I don't know if we sung I'm on the winning side today or not. Did we? I thought we did. My memory plays tricks with me sometimes. On the winning side. How do you think the men of Nineveh felt when 41 days come to pass? Huh? The message was yet in 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. I believe when that 41st day came, I believe there's some shouting. Scripture don't say.
Amen.
Sister Louise Abernathy, come get a verse of a song. I might as well be done. I ain't going to finish no way. Sister Louise Abernathy had cancer. This is her testimony. Got up one Wednesday night. She said, and I got cancer. She said, I got on my knees and I cried to the Lord. She said, I asked him for 10 years. Specific. She said, it's been 13. Huh? Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Preacher, I don't believe God works like that. He probably don't in your life.
But he could.
But he's still able.
Amen.
Yeah, he is. He's still able. I've seen folks had cancer. You'd pray for him. I'd go pray for Brother Ralph. You want to tell me?
Senior.
What? Senior. Hard of hearing. No, Ralph, senior, I'd go down there and he'd say, Randy, pray before you leave. And I was praying that the Lord would touch him, and he was praying the Lord take him home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I asked him one day, I said, Ralph, I said, you want me to pray for you? And I said, I've been praying. And I said, but I've been praying, Lord, touch you. He said, no, just pray, Lord, take me home. Huh? He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. I don't know what'll take us out of here. Something will. Something or another. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You don't have to go alone.
Amen.
You know why Joshua and Caleb said that they said, and it's written something close to this. He says, by our God, we are well able to overcome the enemy. Did you know 40 years later that them same giants was still in the land? Lord didn't remove them. Lord didn't move. You know the scripture. Jericho, first battle they had. Jericho. It was a great walled city.
Isn't it amazing? They didn't have to draw a sword. Preacher, what do you mean? They didn't. I believe the hardest thing they had to do was to keep silent. Yes, sir. He said, when you march around this city, he said, don't you speak a word. He said, only the ram's horns shall blow. That's what happened. And on the seventh day, they marched seven times around, and the Bible said the walls came tumbling down. Preacher, you must serve a different God than I do. My God don't work. Mine does. Mine does. He's on the job. Yes, he is. And he don't sleep. He don't tarry. He don't go on long journeys. I found him, my friend, to be there when I called on his name. Amen. Can I tell you something? Honestly. Can I tell you something? I appreciate the Lord being with me in every circumstance of my life. I appreciate that. He's been there. He went with me, Susan. He ain't left me. Thank God he ain't forsaken me. Even when the enemy thought they had me wrapped where they wanted me. You know what happened? He delivered me. Yes, sir. He delivered me. I hope you've got something out of the message this morning. There's more to this. I can just feel it. Listen. I don't know why, but I can just feel it. It's just like Elijah when he told his servant. He said, you go tell Ahab I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Thank God, I don't know when, but thank God, you're on your way. Huh? Yes, sir. Preacher, you ought not tell that. I'm looking for it. I can hear it. I can hear it coming. You hear me? I am. I got bad hearing. I got ears. Sometimes I wear them, sometimes I don't. Our little dog there at the house, Sunday something make a odd sound or out of the way or whatever, he hears it. And you know what he does? He comes alive. He can be dead asleep. He comes alive. And most of the time, my friend, he knows there's something out there that ain't supposed to be. You hear me? I hear things lurking around that shouldn't be. You hear me? But there's a way to fix them. There is. There's a way to fix them. There's not anybody in this house that God don't love. Not anybody. He might not like your ways, but there ain't nobody as a person, my friend, in this house that God don't love. Not only that, he wouldn't get up, my friend, and take charge of your life if you'll give it to him. The key is whether or not we're going to give it to him. Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.